Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served the Valley for decades, finding their customers' best insurance, so they're completely covered. Auto, home, life, business, whatever it may be. Bundles, very big on bundles. And they also make sure that they do everything they can to find you the best price. They're always updating. If there's ever a claim, they'll go to work as if it happened to them. It's all a Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Great to have you with us. Saturday, not a good performance. There's no way you can slice it. I don't care if Mike Watkins is there or not. You still should beat Northwestern. Did not. I really don't have a lot of answers. I think if I were to start with two quick areas, I think are just moving forward, they've got to be the Penn State defense, which against Michigan State in the first half was outstanding. I feel like the last 60 minutes of defense against Michigan State second half, and then against Northwestern was not to Penn State standard. That's one. So they've got to get back to playing the kind of defense that makes a difference, because that is who Penn State is. And that's just my opinion as to what they've got to do. Number two, they've got to be better at finishing around the bucket. There's no getting around it. Have got to be better at finishing around the bucket. Their two-point percentage is now at 50% for the season. It was up at 53, right around there, most of the season. They got to finish better at the basket. As for Lamar Stevens, he just needs to relax and play. Relax and play ball. It's all right. That's what he needs to do. He needs to relax and play ball. We all wish he had his kind of talent. This guy came back to do what he could to get Penn State to the NCAA tournament. He's done that. First time in 9 years. They're going to get there. He's not here, they don't get there. Now relax and enjoy the moment. Just be you. Play your game. It's not that any player is beyond criticism. But my goodness, for all of you who have ached to see Penn State get to the promised land, this guy came back and he fulfilled it. So I'm not going to get too critical of a guy that's done that. And he has done that. Once again, oh, by the way, the game will be... So what we're going to do this week. The game is Thursday night at 9 against the Indiana and Nebraska winner. We're on beginning at 8:30 Thursday. Should they win, they would play Maryland next. Same story. That would be 9 o'clock and 8:30 on Friday night. So that's how it works. So what does that mean for the show? It means I'm going to leave here on a plane at noon. I should be in the hotel by no later than 2 or 2:30. And we'll do the show live from Indianapolis Wednesday, 3 to 5. And then we'll do the show live from Indianapolis, 3 to 5 on Thursday. And should Penn State win Thursday night, we'll do the show from Indianapolis again Friday, 3 to 5. So that's what we're going to do. Meanwhile, schedule-wise, I mean, the only problem person on this broadcast, Matt, once again, has got a bag early.
I've got my own playoff duties coming for the Bucknell women tonight.
Once again, I'm working with somebody where it's all about them. It's all about you guys. Golly, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's all about you guys.
And if they want, I'll have to do it again on Thursday.
Oh, jeez. They're the number one seed, right?
That is correct. They have Army tonight, and then the semifinals would be Thursday. If they win that championship, is noon on Sunday.
So Sunday you wouldn't interrupt me at all?
That is correct.
Well, because it's all about you, you're leaving early. I mean, for the first few years of this show, it was always about the other guy.
We had to talk
about Indy Racing. I mean, the Andretti's got mentioned more on this show than they do in Nazareth. They live in Nazareth. Now I've got to work around your schedule.
Well, that's right. And I'm not the only one going tonight. Everyone's invited to come out to Soika. I'm sure there's got to be some tickets left. Well, we want to pack Soika tonight, orange and blue, to support the women and hopefully get them all the way to the championship.
It was already established by Trevor on the show that you're the program's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I guess so. There's a lot of entertainment value that you'll get at the ticket price, whatever they are, and off the top of my head. You get to see a great basketball team.
Well, of course,
you get to hear yours truly.
Of course, you don't know what the price is. I mean, because you never have to pay. Plus, they let you use the employee entrance.
Yes. Yeah, I usually come in the back way by the natatorium and come in through the back.
They should make you use the VIP entrance.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
You are the program's Jack Nicholson.
I don't know if there is a VIP entrance. I'll have to check with our friend Todd Newcomb on that one.
No, just go to the back corner office.
Because unlike Spike Lee, I actually will use it. Because it's not that big a deal.
Just check the back corner office. If anybody thinks they deserve VIP privileges, it's you know who. I wonder who that might be.
I know he's never used it during the football broadcast for the few times I've been on.
You haven't used it or he hasn't used it?
He hasn't used it.
Well, that's right, because he likes to go in. He likes to walk in and go, I'm Kevin Herr. Okay. You want me to sign something? Having a little fun here. You're the program's Jack Nicholson. That's incredible. I think it's that's fun. All right. Dick and Milton on Bucknell Basketball. Hello, Dick. How are you?
Good, Steve. I was down at Rutgers for the weekend. We did okay. We'll get better in Minneapolis. That said, I wanted to remind people that the game tonight will be fine parking-wise, but starting on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, PIAA swimming is also at Bucknell, right next to the basketball arena. So if they play Thursday, parking could get a little hairy, even with break kids on break. I guess my point is there'll be more people there with basketball and swimming at the same time.
I mean, look, you go to the games. Is Cotrillo essentially the Jack Nicholson of the program?
I'll tell you what, he does a nice job.
Well, thank you.
He really does. I know he does a nice job.
He does a nice job with the PA system and the announcing. I like him. I'm old school. Old school. But he does. He's good.
But Dick, he was described on this show. By Trevor himself, as he is their Jack Nicholson.
Somewhat. I want to tell you a little. I listened to your interview with Trevor. You will not be around a nicer coach. He's excellent.
Oh, I like him. He's a great guy.
He really is super nice and a very good basketball coach.
You can tell he's an excellent basketball coach, and I'm thrilled Kelly's on the staff too. So.
She does an excellent job. I mean, the whole staff does. Real Coach Reed, they all do a good job. And he inherited a really good group of girls. But he lost some talented kids. But they're
which
good.
Which he says,
I'm
by the way. And by the way, which he says to his credit, he doesn't walk in and go, "Look what I've done." He says, "Hey, look, I inherited a really good team."
Well, you know this from being around Penn State, but he has two girls on that team: one junior and one sophomore, which were Pennsylvania State Players of the Year. That's not small potatoes.
No, that's terrific. Yep.
One of the freshmen is a two-year All-State player. I mean, these kids can really, really play. And he can coach. We'll see what happens. They should win this thing and go on to the NCAAs, but you know how basketball is. Obviously, Penn State showed that the last two or three weeks. They're not playing their game anymore, and I feel really bad for them, but...
Yeah, no, they've got to get back to it's got to start at the defensive end. They've got to lock some people down the way they were before. But as for Bucknell is in the precarious position in this regard. Hey, it's not a multiple bid league. You have to win the tournament. There is all these tournaments. It's tough on those teams that they have to win it. Yeah, you had the best regular season.
Fortunately, the upperclassmen, not the freshmen, the upperclassmen know that because they've been there.
Right.
So they understand what it takes. It's a one big league, unlike the Big Ten and some of those leagues. But my only comment was tonight will be fine. There's no students, but prepare yourself.
But
for
parking
Thursday
next
night,
week,
it's not
going
to be the same. Those PIAA swim parents are fanatical.
Well, not only that, you know what? That's one thing Bucknell did years ago when they built that pool. That was a huge, because I think that pool, you can hit a button, it expands. To give you the right length of lane that you need. They put a lot of money into that. They got the PIAAs. They used to be here at Penn State, but Bucknell deserves to have the PIAAs because they made the investment in it. And you're right. Parking will be at a premium next week because you're right about the swim parents.
Yeah, this week. But Wednesday on.
Yeah. Yep. So,
irrespective of that, if not one person came to basketball, let's say on Thursday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the parking will be a zoo without them. And
right, without basketball.
Night.
Yeah.
Assuming we win tonight.
Right. And
so you go.
And again,
good luck with the Penn State Nittany Lions, and I'll follow up with wrestling later on. Got to get Byers back on before he goes.
We'll get him on next week. I mean, I'll be busier than he will. to be frank with you, we'll get him back on next week. I mean, they only have seven going. I mean, Nebraska's got 10 going. So
probably the only bad thing about the whole weekend is the damn tournament was at the RAC, and it was okay. But the stuff you look at for around the thing to make the thing user friendly wasn't like it at Bryce Jordan. It just wasn't. There's no optics around the place. Just no optics.
Okay, I don't know. I don't quite know what
you
mean.
Well, in other words,
that.
When you're sitting in the stadium, or you're sitting in Bryce Jordan, all around right. There's ribbon boards, there's all kinds of stuff. There's a lot going on there. You can look around and see the scores, follow the scores.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Really
okay.
A lot of trouble. You know, if you couldn't see that little tiny mat thing next to the mat, you couldn't even tell how much riding time, who was ahead, who was behind, when most of the time.
Because
that's the way they set it up.
The number of games I've done at the rack, and there have been a lot, obviously, and that goes back to the Atlantic 10. They have scoreboards on the strips in the corner. Were those used at all?
I can't tell you from where I was sitting. If I wanted to see the scores of the match across the thing, I took binoculars, but I'm glad I did, because I had people around me say, what's the riding time? What's the score out there? They couldn't see it from there. And the other thing that was really bad is the people opposite from me, they did the All-American, they did the champions, presented the champions. The people on that side couldn't really see it. It was tucked in on that side of the, against the wall there. They couldn't see it.
I know which wall you're talking
about.
That's
not a good situation.
Next year, it's at the Jordan Center. It's Penn State's turn next year.
Yes, I understand that. It'll be 3,000% better, I guess.
I'm sure it will be.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir. We'll come back with more in a moment. Matt Leon on the show today from Philadelphia. Matt leaving early. He'll be signing autographs at the Soika employees entrance at, 5:15 is your autograph session?
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. Just remember how to spell Nicholson.
I could do that.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades, finding their customers best insurance, auto, home, life, business, bundles, whatever it may be. And they find the best price. And they update. And they make sure that you are always covered, and you're always getting the best deal possible. If anything ever happens, they go to work as if it happened to them. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Joined by my co-host today, the Dave Zinkoff of women's basketball.
Well, thanks.
Old-time Sixer fans know what I'm talking about. The doctor. He was the public address announcer in the Spectrum for years. Dave Zinkoff. Among PA announcers, a star. That's you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And then, with the added Jack Nicholson deal. See, Kelly Mazzani's going to walk up to you, and she's going to say, "Hey, Jack, how are you?" You're not gonna know how to take that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because nobody's done it to me quite yet, but we'll find out tonight.
Oh, they will. By the time I'm done. All right. Let's get to Philadelphia, where now the Ivy League gets ready to go to Cambridge. Dick was just complaining about having the Big Ten at the rack, which has limited seating and sight lines and things like that. The Ivy League's playing its basketball tournament in Cambridge. Matt, great to have you with us. Good luck up in Cambridge.
Good to be with you.
Okay, so in the end, how has our Ivy League tournament turned out?
Pretty much, it's the four teams I would have told you back in October that we're going to be in it. It was an interesting road for the Quakers themselves to get in there. But Penn will play Yale in the first semifinal on Saturday, and then it's Harvard and Princeton in the second game. And the champs meet for the Ivy tournament title and the berth of the NCAA tournament on Sunday. The tournament being held at Harvard this year.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if Harvard can get over the hump, because they are the only school of the quote-unquote elite since the Ivy League tournament's been put in that hasn't been able to win it. Penn, Yale, Princeton have all punched tickets to the NCAA tournament by winning the Ivy League tournament. So Harvard will try to do it on their home court.
Look, let's be honest about it. The thing should be held at the Palestra, okay?
Won't get any arguments from me, but...
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry, but common sense, which is not dictated by how these people run things. It's like, come on. It's like there's one place you should hold it, not in a bandbox.
Yeah, and, I think what's going to be interesting is that, some of the schools that have perennially struggled are set to host the tournament over the next few years. You know, next year I think it's at Princeton, but then, you go up to Dartmouth, you go to Columbia, and, the Ivy League has yet to have the tournament where the host team isn't in it. And it'll be interesting if that's a kind of a wake-up call the first time that happens, especially if it's a situation where everybody's driving 6-7 hours to get up to Hanover, New Hampshire, to play a tournament at Dartmouth that Dartmouth's not in. So, I mean, those are discussions for another day, but I agree with you. But
come on. Connecticut River Tours. Come on. You don't seem to understand the value of going to some of these places. You just sit in the hotel.
Indeed.
You just sit to the hotel, go to the arena, go back. I mean, I know how you operate.
Yes.
Yes.
eating that buffet breakfast over and over again.
Over and over again. Hey, I got to ask you about Villanova. I have to admit, I've never seen a goaltending free throw to end a game. So a lot of things this year I haven't seen. That's one I've never seen, goaltending and a free throw.
Yeah, it's amazing. This has been an interesting year for Villanova. It really has. I don't think they don't have the name talent that a lot of people are used to.
Yeah.
But they buy into what Jay is selling, and they're going to be a tough out. They're going to be a tough Great. Out once again. I think regardless of how the Big East tournament plays out, I think they'll end up being a 3 or a 4, and I would not want to have them come up on my line if I'm thinking of making a run.
Yeah, they probably will be a 3 or a 4. I've also heard some talk because of of what's happened of late that maybe the door is open if they win the Big East tournament being a 2. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but, I mean, it's this time of the year, there's a lot of talk and very little action.
No, absolutely. And I think it would depend what that route, if they were to win it, what it looks like. Who do they beat on the way? So,
yeah, I think that would be a big part of it, who would they beat along the way to get there. I got to ask you about one team we hardly ever talk about. Why are the Flyers so much better this year?
I think they had a lot of guys take a step forward that they've been waiting to take a step forward for a long time. And in addition, I've in this town for better part of 30 years, it's been goaltending. And all of a sudden now, Carter Hart, you saw signs of this and they brought him up last year, that had the potential to be something special. He's been something special this year. And not to be undersold, but Brian Elliott has been a very good number two. And they've stayed healthy for the most part. They've been able to utilize the goaltending on their terms. It's consistent. I think Alain Vigneault has made a difference in his first year, his approach, his style. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of things that have kind of converged, and I don't think they're just hot. I think they're legitimately good, and they've got the potential to put a legitimate run through the Stanley Cup playoffs together.
Well, I know you're going to Cambridge this weekend, so take in the old Ironsides and the Bunker Hill Monument. I don't want you just eating the buffet, going to the arena, and going back to the hotel.
I will do my best, sir.
Thanks, Matt. You're the best.
Thank you.
I just want to say I loved you in The Shining. Thought you were great. No?
Well, thank you.
Here's Johnny. All right. Great to have you with us. We get down to championship week. Yes, Bucknell men's basketball did lose in the semifinals after winning back-to-back games to get there. With all due credit to Nate Davis's team. Now it's the women's turn. They got a game coming up tonight at Soika. They're the number one seed heading in. And, of course, they will need to win the tournament to get to the NCAAs. It's part of the pressure of being a one-bid league. But that is, they know the deal going in, so they got it. And they can home court their way in. Doesn't mean there's not pressure. There'll be pressure, as you have to have a 3-0 record to get there. The wrestling tournament, Penn State was, what, fourth, I think? Had the two champions, Brooks, the first Penn State freshman ever, first true freshman ever for Penn State to win a Big Ten championship. Not a redshirt freshman, true freshman. Again, they were going to redshirt him this year. And they finally pulled the redshirt. That's why his record is, what is he? Well, I want to say Brooks is, what, 15-1? I mean, that's why his record isn't in the 20s. They were going to wrestle him this year. He's going to redshirt him. He ends up being the Big Ten champion. Mark Hall, I thought that was a surgical performance by him. And I just like the way he reacts when he's done. When he's done, he's like, okay, I won. Doesn't go around flexing for the crowd and all that other stuff. He's just like, yeah, I won. So they get the two champions there. They get three runners up. And a fourth place finish. The issue, though, is they only got seven going to Minneapolis. That, to me, is that's the first thing I look for. I always look for how many wrestlers did you get to the Nationals. Then I start looking and seeing who won championships. So you're trying to get 10. But, again, this time around, it's going to be in the Dome. They'll break all sorts of records at the Dome. And we will then find out what kind of experience it was at the Dome. Because there are other domes. Like Ford Field in Detroit. Now, again, mentioned, told Dick it's at Little Caesars Arena, Little Caesars Center, whatever it is. That is, by the way, the pizza Little Caesars. It's not Little Caesars Palace. It's Little Caesars Pizza. It's the Illich family. And that'll be in a couple of years. Next year it's in St. Louis. But, you know, and there is Ford Field as a possibility. I don't know if other places like Jerry World would ever take it or Atlanta, the Mercedes-Benz. You know, Atlanta would be a tough draw, though, because they don't wrestle down there. Same thing with Dallas. I mean, you know, University of Texas doesn't wrestle. But that's that deal. Then Penn State, the game against Northwestern, you know, give Northwestern credit. They won.
they played hard, which you expected. I mean, all Chris Collins' teams are going to play hard. That's always going to be the case. Chris is a good coach, too. But this game Penn State should have won. Should have been flipped. Should have been 80-69 Penn State. Have to play better defensively. Defense has been this team's calling card all season. Okay? Back to the basics and be that lockdown defensive team that they've been all year. And they've got to finish around the basket. Yeah, we can talk about the number threes. The number threes you take at a game is skewed. When you're behind, remember, you're taking more threes when you're behind. You're trying to make up ground. So I don't really, it's just like number of free throws at the end of a game. If you're fouling a team and putting them on the line, they're going to get more free throws. Simple as that. So I don't usually think about that. Just when you're sitting there with 10 minutes to go in a game, any given game, you go, whoa, that free throw disparity is a lot. Or if there's 10 minutes to go and you're like, whoa, that three-point attempt deal is a lot. I'll give you a good example, Michigan State. Penn State was 10-17 in the first half in threes against Michigan State. But as I pointed out, and I'm the one that made the point at halftime, I said, Penn State's only 5-20 in twos. That's got to be way better. Way better. But you get a fresh start. You get a fresh start. It's when there's three seasons. There's the non-conference season, there's the conference season, there's the conference tournament, and there's the NCAAs. You have four seasons. This is season three coming up. So, start over again. LeBron James said something last week that I completely agree with. The Major League Baseball owners are having a conference call this afternoon, and I think everybody has to do this. Everybody does have to talk about any contingency so you're not caught flat-footed in case coronavirus does spiral out of control. It hasn't yet in this country, but you have to put a contingency in place in case it does. I believe the death toll, Matt, is, 22, unfortunately?
I think so, yeah. And we have seven right now here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, okay. So there's 22 that have passed away, unfortunately, in the country, which, by the way, is exactly, unfortunately, the same number of people who were killed in the tornado in Nashville last week, which has been lost in the wash of all this. So in case it does spiral out of control, you do have to have contingencies. So Major League Baseball owners are meeting today on a conference call to discuss contingencies. Later this week, the NBA owners, same story. In case it does spiral out of control, they are talking about their contingencies. They're going to do that on their conference call. The NBA will later in the week. LeBron James says, hey, no fans, I'm not playing. He says, I play games for the fans. Well, you know what? I completely agree with him. I think LeBron James is exactly right. I think you have to be smart about this. Really smart. Obviously, you're talking about something that appears to be, based on what's happened in other countries, extremely contagious. And especially if you're elderly or infirmed, potentially deadly. So you have to be smart about it. But I also don't want to live my life using as my benchmark panic. So you got to be smart about it. Now, Big Ten Network, for example, is not going to send their studio crew to Indianapolis. It's fine. That's why they're the studio crew. They can do the studio show in the studio. That's fine. And the reason is they're just trying to be smart. That's fine. But I do agree with LeBron James about this. I really do. I think he's exactly right. Play the game for the fans. And you do have to be smart. You do have to be careful. But at the same time, being smart and being careful means you constantly monitor, but don't panic. Be smart.
be cautious. Don't panic. I mean, I had somebody, I got stopped yesterday. I was in the store yesterday to pick up something really simple for the house. And somebody said, "Are you going to the Big Ten tournament?" I said, "Yeah." "Aren't you worried about?" I said, "No." I said, "I want to be smart about it." He said, "But," I said, "No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not." I said, "I don't dictate my life by panic. Doesn't mean I'm not smart about things. It doesn't mean I'm not cautious either. But, I mean, obviously I've been getting in planes and going to hotels and things like that here in over the last few weeks. I mean, I'm the person that's been traveling. And not a little, I've been traveling a lot. But again, I don't mind anybody being cautious. I don't mind anybody being, you know, obviously you want to make sure you're smart. You want to make sure you're prepared. At the same time, I just don't dictate my life by panic. Just don't. Doesn't mean you can't be smart, cautious, and have contingencies. In fact, I've got my contingencies in place, believe it or not. Including this show. I mean, I do this show. This show's from my house anyway. You know? And I admire the fact that under the current circumstances, while NBA players are cutting back on autographs, baseball players are cut back on autographs, Matt Cotrillo says he will sign for anybody tonight. He's just thrilled you asked.
I'm here for the people.
That's who you are. You're a people person. Does Luke know who you are?
He's starting to.
And let me guess, Lisa's bringing him back down to earth.
Slightly, yeah.
Daddy's a star. No, he's not. Archie Miller and Bracketology. This will be fascinating. Next half hour. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.